Nearly every magazine you pick up shows the influence of his obviousness. In advertising monocats, for instance, they had always been shown on full-length figures of men, making the hats very small and inconspicuous. "Let's show the hat, not the man," said Adams, one day as he looked at one of the large original photographs in the art department. "If men could see such a picture as this, they would buy that hat. We lose too much when we reduce the pictures to such a small size." Whereupon he grabbed a pair of shears and sliced that perfectly good picture on all sides until there was nothing left but a hat, a smiling face, and a suggestion of a collar and necktie. "Now, laying it onto a magazine page, which it nearly filled, run that and put your copy in that bare left-hand corner. Nowadays you often open a magazine and find a face almost as large as your own smiling out at you, and you see it, too." So, you see, Adams was really the Griffith of the advertising business, with his close-ups. Both of them merely did the obvious thing. Adams also discovered that advertisements did not always have to shriek out their message in 2-inch type. He proved that people would read a 4-page advertising story, set solid in small type, if it were made interesting and dramatic like any other good story. Quite an obvious way to tell about your business, too, when you come to think of it. You may be surprised to learn that Adams is not a particularly interesting man to meet, rather boresome, in fact. He has none of the attributes commonly ascribed to genius. He is not temperamental. Since those early days he has been through many hard-fought campaigns, counseling here, directing there, holding back occasionally, making mistakes now and then, but never the same one twice. He has nursed numberless sick businesses back to health and rosy bank accounts through his skill in merchandising. He has helped businesses to grow from loft rooms to great plants covering acres. He has altered a nation's breakfast habits.